I'm Liz Larson.
And I'm Bill McKenna.
And together, we created the Cogno Movement System. And we'd like to welcome you to the New Life Perspectives Radio Show,
where we're going to be sharing with you tools, tips, and ideas that are going to change your life.
Hello, hello in UK Health Radio Land. I am Liz Larson, and I'm here with my friend,
Bill McKenna.
Hey, Bill McKenna. And we're the hosts of the New Life Perspectives Radio Show here on the UK Health Radio Network. And today, we're talking about something kind of interesting, about how clearing your automated responses, we'll explain more later, can actually help you with other things in your life. Like if you're a meditator, it can help you meditate more deeply or actually get to that meditation goal more quickly. Or let's say you practice yoga. Could it help you get into the pose and the mental, emotional, spiritual state that you want to faster? Or can it just help you in your daily life be more productive? What say you, Bill McKenna?
You know, it's really underlying everything, our automatic responses. You know, our entire life is ruled by these automatic responses, and we don't even realize it. So, you know, if you're listening to this podcast here, you've probably heard that, you know, your subconscious controls 95% of everything that's going on in your life. Now, when I heard this, I always, in the back of my mind, wondered, how does that work? How come it does that? And how does it actually control my life? You know, it's kind of like some mystical, magical force. And then we discovered something. And that is that the subconscious utilizes the physical body to create a feeling. I get a feeling. And then what happens is I act according to the feeling. So the feeling, I don't choose the feeling. The feeling is an automatic response. And then what happens is, as we know from the work of Dr. Antonio Damasio at USC, we act in accordance with whatever feeling we have. So this is what the power of these automatic responses, these feelings that are unresourceful. And by unresourceful, I mean things like, you know, maybe you find yourself like, you know, I sure could use to lose and, you know, an extra 20 pounds. That would be about right. You know, I would feel kind of a little bit better in my skin, or, you know, my belt notches, you know, they go, you know, wait a second. Do I have to buy a new belt? You know, you know, that sort of thing. So the automatic response, let's just say, is, you know, you don't feel very good, right? And then I'm like, you know what? I know what's going to make me feel better. We're going to take a trip to, in the United States here, we have something called 31 Flavors. I think it's pretty much global, but I don't know. It's an ice cream store. They got 31 Flavors ice cream, right? And they also got whipped cream, nuts, lots of good stuff in there. So, you know, you go and get yourself some ice cream, right? And maybe eat more than you should, right? So this is not really in my best interest. It's an automatic response to a feeling in my body. For most of us, we don't even know that this feeling is going on. We just have no idea. Liz?
Yeah, you know, it's really true. So, you know, we're talking about an automatic response through the subconscious, and really through what we're talking about is your nervous system. And that nervous system has a job, and that's to feel and experience the world around, yeah. But it also has a job of fight or flight, keeping you safe, having you know when things are good for you, bad for you. But it doesn't always work exactly that way. We have things that the nervous system feels are maybe good for us or bad for us, like that ice cream. Or, you know, maybe we had a bad reaction to the ice cream and now we have an allergic response. That also is handled by the nervous system as a reaction. But one of the biggest issues that people have right now is that they've got low-level anxiety all the time. And what that is a feeling that the body gives you when it's constantly looking for where is the lion on my butt? Where's the problem? Because in our society, we've got so many pressures. Even social media can create that low-level anxiety, like, boo-boo, if I go on here, I'm going to see that my friend Sally Joe, you know, got the new man, and that's what I want, and we're going to be in competition. That creates that low-level anxiety, where the nervous system is constantly reaching out for a threat. Or maybe if I don't post my meal for the day, people aren't going to know I went out to eat and they're going to think I'm not doing as well as so-and-so, low level anxiety. So the nervous system is then enacted in keeping you a little bit afraid, a little bit worried, a little bit off kilter. And then the mind is constantly trying to make up what that's about. What's the problem? Where is there a lion on my butt? So we don't have the horsepower. We don't have the energy. We don't have the mood. We don't have the focus to get stuff done, things that we want to get done, things that really do make our life better. We maybe try to sit in meditation, but our mind is all over the place, you know, too busy to settle down. Therefore, we don't reach that goal. Then we're worried about we're not good at meditation, and maybe that's something wrong with us. Or you go to that yoga class to relax, but the nervous system has you having an automated response of, maybe I left the stove on, you know, maybe I shouldn't have made that investment. I need to make that phone call for my client. And then if you're anything like me, you end up injured in that class. So I think what we're wanting to talk about today is how can you remove and release those automated responses of the nervous system, worrying about what's wrong, what's not going to keep us safe. And how can that actually help every other area in life? So let's start, Bill. Let's talk a little bit about meditation. In our circles, people talk about meditation. Like, we all know what that is. But what do you think people are really trying to achieve with meditation?
You know, it's really interesting. You know, I guess I probably would have thought years ago that they were trying to reach for some level of peace or enlightenment. But everybody seems to have their own reasons for meditating. They're as varied as the stars in the sky. Some people see manifestation as a tool for manifesting. Like, they want something to, you know, show up in their lives. A new house, a new car, a new boyfriend, a new girlfriend, a new couch, a new, you name it. So they enter into kind of a relaxed state meditation, and they focus on that one thing. There are other people that truly do see that they want to release, you know, their attachment to the physical, and it is a transcendence to a oneness. Now, other people kind of have in the back of their mind this secondary gain at the same time. And that's the real motivation. Like, yeah, I'm going to enter into this oneness space so I can get the new Mercedes. You know, they have all kinds of things going on for it. But I would say, if you look at it for most people, when they meditate, what they're looking for is ultimately a better quality of life. The quality that they're going through their life with, right? The quality of my life is relative to the quality of my feelings, my emotions.
It's really true that sitting in meditation, people have so many reasons for that. And I think some people have no idea why they're in meditation. They just think they should. But meditation is one of those things. I first learned about it in church, and they would say, meditate, you know, on these scriptures that you just read. I never understood what that meant. But as I got older and I got interested in other things, I would spend time, in my language, wandering around in the idea, you know, in this new idea that I wanted to understand, or grok, as we might say. So meditation in general is one of those things where people tend to want to calm and quiet their mind so they have space for better things, more things like manifestation, or just a sense of peace or calm, or, you know, where they're trying to let their brain sort things out. The big problem is that they're countering their body's own natural response of, I need to get up and run around and save myself from whatever this jittery feeling is. You know, busy mind trying to figure out a solution. Most of the time, our bodies are in a bit of fight or flight, or even shock. The body can be in shock from an old concussion. It can be in shock from an old loss, even from childhood, and maybe you're in your 60s. It can be from in shock from just the little losses that happen every day. And this is where that automated response comes in and really prevents, or at least fights against, that desire to just calm, to just settle, to be in some ways an empty vessel that can ponder other ideas. So the work that Bill and I do, you and I do, Bill, is exactly that of actually showing the body a more resourceful state, turning off the fight or flight, turning off the automatic, you know, my hair's on fire, I need to run out of the building feeling. And when that happens, when the body no longer has the awareness of needing to run from an invisible threat, then that calm comes. The mind does quiet because there's nothing for it to react to. So when you have the keys to turning off that automated worry, fight or flight, mild anxiety, then you have the key to really start to enjoy meditation and get into the state as quickly as you choose.
You know, this is really a very important point that you bring up. So as it turns out, for those of you that have meditated and you find challenges, notice that these are automatic responses. You have a will to get into that particular state, but you can't, because there's something keeps coming up. Something keeps coming up for you, this, that, and the other thing. These are automatic responses. We think relative to how we feel.
Yeah, it's exactly right. That's the thing I think people mostly don't understand, is that your brain is going to go along with the feeling in your body. It's going to make something up about that threat. And these low-level anxieties, this low-level fight or flight, has your mind making up all kinds of things that aren't necessarily true. So we need to hear from the UK Health Radio, hear what they have to say, and we'll be just right back in a moment.
UK Health Radio,
the station that makes you feel good.
Good. Nagging pain. We at Alka-Seltz know that a small amount of the patient's own bone marrow and blood cells can treat many painful conditions with regenerative orthopedic therapy. This is an attractive treatment option for painful joints, back pain, sports injuries, and many other conditions. It may avoid the need for surgery altogether. Alka-Seltz, part of a network of 50 RegenX clinics worldwide, where over 60,000 patients have been treated and helped. Alka-Seltz, life is more beautiful with less pain.
A cancer diagnosis can be scary and stressful for everyone involved. Hello Love is a contemporary living space and well-being center in central London where anyone can come and learn about illness prevention and non-toxic practice. Inside, you will find a vegan restaurant, juice bar, and holistic dojo that encourage lifestyle changes to help heal mind, body, and spirit connection. Cancer patients are offered free sessions. To find out more, please visit us at hellolove.org.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
And we're back and we're talking about automated responses. We're talking about meditation. And I was talking to a person today who's in the business world. And they were talking about this automated response that they have of kind of like a thrill that feels like skydiving, half threat, half woohoo of a new business deal. And how for him, that automated response had him also tanking when the business deal didn't go through, when the newness wore off. It wasn't the most resourceful place to be to see a business through deal through calmly, to make great decisions. It was really that level of courage, you know, half in, half out, and excitement fueled by adrenaline, not fueled by another place that you and I know is available, way more resourceful, that feels completely different. You want to tell everybody about that?
Well, gosh, you know, there is so many great stories about what is unresourceful in business. People that have utilized Cogna Movement to alleviate their automatic responses. So here's a couple examples that I have, and these are real life people that procrastinate. For example, you know, there's a whole list of things that need to be done, and this particular gentleman was like, hey, you know, I find myself on social media. I find myself looking at my phone and scrolling through old emails. I find myself wanting to watch sporting games, you know, and I'll get distracted, you know, to watch the sporting games. So, during the Cogna Movement, his goal was to get rid of this type of procrastination as he saw it. Well, anyway, what ended up happening is during the session, we were doing it. And one of the things about this, that Cogna Movement is you, when you're doing certain movements, what happens is you get a vision into the world of what created this. In this particular case, this guy had felt like in his youth that work was really a four-letter word, right? So work is something that keeps you from fun. It is going to be punished if you're not doing it, literally. You know, he had been beaten for not doing his homework. So there was a lot of kind of feelings associated with work. Anyway, we ended up clearing that automatic response. He just no longer felt that way about it. We utilized the actual technique to realize that was from the mind of a little boy, and now he's a fully grown adult with his own company. He ends up clearing that feeling, and what ends up happening is that he said afterwards, not only was it pleasurable to do the work, but it wasn't even work anymore. It was fun. It was exciting. He really enjoyed it. And then, and you, it was unbelievable, because after this happened, what happened for him was, with less than 30 days, he had done the same amount of work that he had accomplished in 6 months. So he got done with an entire half of a year in less than 30 days. And this was, these are not like, oh, well, I kind of think it was all mathematical, right? It was like, you know, he had done whatever, you know, let's say, you know, 10 deals a month for 6 months, which is 60 deals, you know, he had that all done in less than 30 days.
So it's really that prime example of changing the automated response.
Right.
So we change that urge. So this is what we're talking about, guys. This urge in the body to pick up that phone and scroll feels like you're doing something, lets you off gas a little bit of anxiety, kind of creates some more, leading to, I don't ever get anything done because my body feels like it's doing something. We know that's not a logical mind thing. It's absolutely a physical thing. So when you turn that one off and let the body have a more resourceful state, now you have an automated response that allows you to feel like work feels great. And it does. Getting stuff done feels great. It moves your life forward. It removes that terrible stuck feeling, which can become automatic for you. So I was talking about the guy in business earlier. He found that he had something recently that felt really good and stable, solid. It was this little tiny business thing that happened for him, but it was so easy, so right feeling, so almost mature feeling, right? It wasn't the woohoo anxiety skydiving feeling. It was like, yeah, hey, more of this and things would feel real easy. So we had him find it in his physical body. What does that feel like? Because that is actually the state that the body could be in, the automatic response that the body could be in to create more of that. So with our work, Bills in Mind, we do what's called mapping it in. You can have your body create a physical response that feels like being in the zone for an athlete or a singer, a performer, or like the right feeling for a business. Some business people are very, very intuitive, and they need their body to tell them the truth about a business deal, unclouded by this little bit of fight or flight that goes on, the unresourceful responses. And that's what we did. That becomes entirely possible when you know how to tweak the system. So even if you're not a business person, but even someone who manages a household, I guarantee you there are things in your house that need done that you've been putting off for years. That when you think about it, you have an automated response that feels like feet in the cement. Right, Bill? Isn't that true? Like there are little things just in regular everyday life that feel like, you know, an elephant when really it's the size of a mouse. Why do you think that is?
It's because of these automatic response. Now, automatic response, you might even start to think about this a little bit like it's so subtle. It's so subtle. It's just like, no, I don't feel so much like that. I got other things to do. Oh, that's so hard. That's so hard. You know, if I'm going to get out the, you know, I got to get the, let's say you need to do painting the fence or something, you know, oh my gosh, I got to get everything out. And then I got to find some old clothes. There's a lot of talk about things and what, you know, in your brain about all the efforting, right? But when you are absent that feeling, you literally just walk over and you pick up the paintbrush, you get the paint out, you shake it up and you start painting and you're like, oh, okay, boom, it's done. And you put everything away and you don't feel anything. You really don't feel anything. And once you're done with the resistance, it feels like nothing. Now, on UK Health Radio, you know, we're focused right on health, and the application for this on health is everything, because it is, these automatic responses are what you're eating, what you're not eating, when you are eating it, right? What you are drinking and how much you're drinking of it, what you're intaking to your body, all the supplements or not supplements. And then also, and this is a big one, checking in with your doctor, right? Do you guys find yourself in anxiety, like making the doctor's appointment? It's like, uh-oh, you know what? Aunt Henry died of this, you know, and I'm afraid that they're going to find whatever. There are people that come to us and they have such tremendous anxiety over something, they don't have it, but they're worried that because an ancestor at one point had a particular illness, that it's theirs, but they're healthy as an ox, right? And they don't have the same patterns. So patterns, you know, like what we eat, what we drink, how we live, they have a hell of a lot to do with our health. And so ultimately, these automatic responses, right, will keep us, let's say, as males. I think males, you know, we need to go and get a prostate check. Or as we age, maybe there's the colonoscopies or, you know, different things, but you're like, No. So these automatic responses keep us from making healthy decisions. Now, if you didn't feel anything really about it, you're just like, okay, going to see the doctor, they're going to do this to me. We're going to check things out, you know, then you just, you know, you sail through without any particular feeling. This doesn't just end there. You know, there's an amazing story about people, and I know this is going to resonate with many of you. Checking your bank accounts, looking at your bank account. Do you know that a lot of people avoid looking at their bank account, or when they literally go to log on or that sort of thing, it's like, I don't want to. And they simply avoid it. And they have money in the bank. They have all the money they need to pay the bills, but they're late every month. They're late. Does that make any sense? You pay late fees. People call you up, all kinds of aggravations, you know, it doesn't make any sense.
You know, that leads me to think about the where, when, and why of automated responses. And the automatic response of the nervous system, keep in mind, this is what we're talking about. We're talking about your fight or flight happens in your limbic system, the system that has you get faster than run, hide, you know, get bigger than to fight off a problem. That thing gets active, but it's usually not about right now. If a lion walks in the room, you need that to activate instantly. You cannot think. You literally need your legs to run. You need adrenaline to kick in. Well, the nervous system, the fight or flight system, this automatic response is happening all the time, but about the past or the future. It almost never is about what happens right now. Bill talks about this a lot. Look around your life right now, in this moment. You know, do you have enough to eat? Do you have a house over your head? Most of us, the answer is yes, in some way. You know, are the police crashing down your door right now? Most likely, no. You know, is your house on fire right this second? Most likely, no. If we really stop in the moment, we're okay. We're fine. There is no threat. So this is one of the first steps to start changing this, is recognizing it. My body feels anxious. My mind is anxious. My legs want to run. I got nowhere to go. What is this about? When is this about? Is it actually now? And, you know, 9.999 times out of 10, it's not about now. So if you can start to be aware of that, I'm actually forecasting a calamity in my future, or I'm revisiting or rehashing some major or minor calamity from my past. So it's time again for us to hear from our sponsors at the UK Health Radio. And when we get back, I'd like to talk just a little bit more about how this affects the physical body, motion, movement, sports, yoga, other kinds of automatic movement. So take it away, UK Health Radio.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
Nagging pain. We at Alka-Seltzer know that a small amount of the patient's own bone marrow and blood cells can treat many painful conditions with regenerative orthopedic therapy. This is an attractive treatment option for painful joints, back pain, sports injuries, and many other conditions. It may avoid the need for surgery altogether. Alka-Seltzer, part of a network of 50 RegenX clinics worldwide, where over 60,000 patients have been treated and helped. Alka-Seltzer. Life is more beautiful with less pain.
A cancer diagnosis can be scary and stressful for everyone involved. Hello Love is a contemporary living space and well-being center in central London where anyone can come and learn about illness prevention and non-toxic practice. Inside, you will find a vegan restaurant, juice bar, and holistic dojo that encourage lifestyle changes to help heal mind, body, and spirit connection. Cancer patients are offered free sessions. To find out more, please visit us at hellolove.org.
The station that makes you feel good.
And we're back. I want to talk a little bit, Bill was talking about health, and there's nothing, you know, that suffers more than our bodies, than our movement, if we're not well. You know, you can't get out and go for a walk. You can't climb a mountain. You can't do things like yoga or sports if you can't move well. And this is an interesting thing that we've discovered with our work. It's not just about emotions. It's about how the body moves. Fight or flight, automatic responses hold the body in torsion. They hold the body making movements or not movements. They affect the nervous system in terms of like a pulley. Either it's too tight or it's too loose. But it's not acting the way we need it to. I worked with a woman a couple of days ago who had her hand shook just terribly when she tried to write. Well, she'd been through an incredible trauma with kidney illness, kidney stones. And while she had the kidney stones, they gave her an antibiotic that flatlined her. She died for a minute. She also had waited in a emergency room for hours and hours and hours. She was there alone for a long time. It was, there's thing after thing after thing after thing after thing. And that expressed itself in the body's kind of terror of being hurt again in a really bad shake in her hand. With our understanding, we knew that's just an automatic response, just the nervous system a little bit hyper active, and we knew that we could help her make change in reducing the stress that the body was experiencing. And when we helped her body be in a state where It's not in the past in that kidney illness. It's now where everything's really good. She's quite healthy. When we allow the body to understand it's not in stress anymore through the cognitive movement system that we use, the hand was able to write perfectly. In fact, we used it to help her write with her left and her right hand at the same time. So movement, the body moving or not moving, can be hugely affected by these automated responses, right?
It really can. You know, these automated responses, what's amazing about it is that when we take away the stress of something, that the body will start to behave completely differently. We love demonstrating this with yoga, right? So we have the person, you know, get into a yoga position and notice if they can balance or not balance, or if they can hold, how deeply they can hold a pose. And then what happens is that, well, once we do these particular movements to help their system release the stress, the neurological stressors, right? Then what happens is the balance comes in, they can hold the pose deeply. Or in the case of the type of, athletes, for example, Formula F1 drivers. A Formula F1 driver needs to very quickly make a correct decision. So speed and accuracy, right? And fully coordinated in between two hands, head, feet, everything is fully coordinated. And all of these, tensing and untensing of the body as they're going through turns and all of these different things. And being able to process a lot of information very, very quickly. So one of the things that happens during a session is that we know through testing that people's mental acuity and physical acuity related to it is jumped significantly. That's why we're so very popular with athletes of all kinds. One of the stories I love is Liz Larson. She worked with a professional, well, wasn't a professional marksman. You know, they have competition shooting type ranges, you know, where people do this for competition, you know, as a sport. And Liz used to tell them the story about how that went and how quickly the person neurologically made changes, and from a value of speed versus accuracy.
Well, I think we've told this story before, but I'll share just a little bit again that this is the positive side of automatic responses, which is available when you know how to teach the body to very quickly create a new, more resourceful response. So in his case, he had really trained in, you know how athletes train over time to get their body to remember to have an automated response. It takes months or years sometimes, because you're practicing in the signal from the brain to the body. Well, he had trained in accuracy. He was an incredibly accurate athlete, but he wanted to get faster. Well, his body was trained to make him go a little bit slower so that he'd have that absolute accuracy. To get faster, he needed to let go of a bit of that to move more quickly. Well, he was just fighting his own built-in automated responses. So we created a new one, a new neural pathway instantly to allow for that speed and the accuracy. So instead of having to train it in over months or years, we showed the body how to do it in about 3 minutes. So it's little 3-minute segments of, okay, yes, this is how we want. Okay, let's do it a little more until the athlete's like, yep, That's exactly what I want my body to do. Now the body can learn it instantly. There isn't the delay in having to train that in. So it works really great. Athletes absolutely love this process.
So the thing I love about this is that this particular athlete was at rank, they have different rankings. They have a B rank, an A rank, a master, and a grandmaster ranking. Now, people in a given lifetime may only go from B to A in any given lifetime. It is so difficult to move and advance yourself. But I think it was, correct me if I'm wrong, it was less than 1 year he had gone not only from a B to an A to a master and then grandmaster. All of that in less than 1 year. It was unheard of. It shook the entire thing.
It was just to a master. Let's not get carried away. But it still was three levels. And the realistic main work was about 3 months.
Okay. So it was less time and it was less time than I thought.
Yeah, it was. But it was definitely less time. From the time we started working, he moved into the master status very, very quickly. And it's just simply that the body will do what you want it to do. If you know, if you have the keys, if you have the codes to allow the nervous system to make the change so that the body feels supported. This is the thing, like you don't remove, don't touch the stove because it's hot, because that's a very resourceful automated response. But what you do is you change the things that are no longer working for a person that are creating things like low-level anxiety, pain and suffering from a past event that really has no bearing on today. Things like grief responses, those are things from the past. Worry about the future, those are things that when you change them, the body actually gets that energy back to deal with now. Now you have the mood for now. You have the creativity for now if you want to create that painting or write that book. You have the energy to actually feel compassion and love for other people because you have energy to spare. You feel like going for that walk. You feel like petting your dog. You just feel like it. That's the point, because you have the energy to do it. So, Bill, do you have something you could share with everybody that would help them either recognize automatic response or kind of start to turn one off?
You know, I would think today a gift for everybody that's listening is to begin to program in a new automatic response, which would be of value to everybody today. So I'm going to share with you this technique where you're going to be able to improve your life right away. So here we go. You are wherever you're at, whether you're in your car, whether you're at home, wherever you're at, there is something right around you physically that at one point in your life that you wanted. You wanted something. And then now it's right here. Maybe it's the car you're driving right now. At one point I wanted this, and now it's here. Notice, and take yourself back to the time and place when you wanted whatever it is. It could be shoes, the shoes on your feet. It could be the table in your living room. It could be a chair that you have. I really wanted this for my house, or I wanted this. And take yourself back to the time that you wanted it. Let yourself feel that you wanted it. And now notice when you actually got it. Take yourself back to that time when you actually got it. Ah, notice where you feel that in your body. There's a sensation. I got it. Where do you have a feeling in your body? As you're noticing this, notice where it is and how it feels. This is a generator feeling, a positive generator feeling. Now, you may find this positive generator sensation or feeling in a particular part of your body. You may have a couple of different areas that you feel this in. You can even look around, think of another item right here that's around you. I really wanted that. And then feel that wanting. And then notice, I got it. Ah, that feels good. Notice the area that you feel that in. Enjoy it. This is very, very powerful. This sensation is what generates your life, the positive aspects of your life, the having it, right? There is in the United States, there's a singer called Ariana Grande, and she sings a song called I Want It, I Got It, I Want It, I Got It. And she tells about all things that she wanted and she got. People that are wealthy, they feel this feeling. They feel a feeling of I wanted it, I got it. That feeling. And when I say wealthy, I mean wealthy in every regard, right? Health, spirituality, relationships. I wanted it, I got it. And they're focused on that. People that are impoverished are thinking and feeling in a different part of their body. Now, here's what we're going to do. We're going to map this in. I want you to feel that feeling of I wanted it, I got it. And now move your eyes from left to right. Move your eyes low across the floor. Keep your head straight and level and look left to right. I wanted it, I got it. I wanted it, I got it. Feel that, I got it. Whatever that product was, move your eyes higher and higher and higher and higher. Feel that feeling right in the body at that particular place. I wanted it, I got it. Just feel that and moving the eyes from left to right, from low to high, feel it. Ah. What we did was just, because your eyes are connected to your brain, we've just given your brain, all the different pieces of your brain, a look at this feeling, mapping it in. Feel this and go back to it as often as possible. You will see major changes in your life if you do that. And the catalyst is literally right in your house, right in your pockets, right on your wrist, right in your driveway. It is with you, the ability to accelerate this feeling. Utilize what exists.
Well, that was amazing. You guys, you know, when you do this, relax into it, take some deep breaths and really enjoy it. It's fun and it will work for you. If you want to know more, visit us at cognomovement.com. Our basic training program teaches you exactly how to do this. All right, Bill McKenna, we'll see you and everyone else in the UK Health Radio land again next week.
Thank you.
See you then. Bye.
Thanks for being here with us on the New Life Perspective Radio Show. For more information or to find out more about the work that Bill and I do, please visit us at cognomovement.com or email us at info@cognomovement.com. See you again soon.